Well, top of the morning to you folks out there. So these mortgage rates, I don't know about you guys, but they're giving me whiplash. So one day they're at 5.99. That was right before the war. Now they ran up to almost 7%. Now they're back at 6.6. So what happened? We're going to talk about mortgage rates. We're going to talk about home affordability. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things today. Because if you're watching this video, hopefully you're a home buyer, homeowner, because who else would be watching mortgage videos? So without further ado, folks, what I like to do is, well, let me give you a piece of information here. I don't know if you guys like this. Let me know if you like that mode or the light mode. Give me your thumbs up over there, which one of these you guys like, and we'll stay with that one. But you guys know I like to start each day with the chart, so let's get over to this piece of the puzzle. So before we go to the chart, let's see what's going on with oil, because oil is the predicator of everything that's going on right now. So here's the headlines right now. This is at 8:41 a.m., so that was just 20 minutes ago. Well, U.S. oil falls below $89 a barrel on reports Iranian agreement. Now, Strait of Hormuz is going to be open, and we've been hearing about this for 3 months. You know, tomorrow it's going to end. Tomorrow it's going to end. So what I'm going to try to do today is help you guys understand the markets, where they're going to go. Don't guess at this thing. So I want you guys to be prepared. And what do you watch, and how do you figure this out if you're a homeowner, home buyer? Well, let's get to where I always like to do, and I like to start with the chart. So all you have to know each day as you come in is that number up through there. And you can go to my websites and you can look at these things, but that's all you have to understand. If that number up there is green, good news. If it's over 10, even better news. I mean, mortgage rates are going to start coming down. So you just saw it come down a little bit. So we're a plus 13 right now. So that's good news. Let's go through all the data we have for today. Ask any questions that you guys might have. Then we're going to come back and conclude where this thing is. And you can see it's starting to come down. When I logged in this morning, got ready, it was up 18. And it's coming down a little bit. So let's go figure out kind of what's going on behind the scenes. So let's get over to here. Why do house prices and house payments, in housing in general, why does it still feel so unaffordable? You know, you had the house crashers. They've been coming in since 2022 saying housing market's going to crash because people can't afford things. I get it, but it just doesn't mean house prices are going to crash. So let's kind of break down some of the things that we have right there here. I want to show you kind of what's behind the scenes. And do you realize from last year to this year, if you bought a house, it might be a little bit cheaper on your payment? Let's break down the numbers here in a second. So you go down through here, and in June of 2022, if you bought a house, and I use June because right before there, rates were like 2%. We haven't seen those ever in history. We're probably not going to ever see those again. So I want to give you some realistic numbers. So in June of 2022, I'm going to show you where the rates were and everything else and where house prices were. But the average payment, principal and interest, was $2,657. Where it is today, $3,143. So that's a pretty big increase. Is it due to what? Because they kept telling us home prices are going to crash. Well, let's kind of go down through here. Payments improved. Let's go through affordability. June of 2022, the average house was about $400,000. Okay, the rate at that time was about 5.7. Remember, right before this, mortgage rates, let me show you a chart. Here's where mortgage rates were in history. Okay, I was born way back over here in 1965. It doesn't even go back all the way to there. So here's where mortgage rates started. This is where they start really kind of tracking these things. Rates started originally at 7%. Okay, then when I went to grade school and middle school and high school and college, when I was in college in 1980-something, you realize mortgage rates were 18%. 18%. Talk about housing unaffordable. And then from there, it just started going down and down and down. I got in the business right about in this time frame right through here, believe it or not, in 1989. Okay, so let's go down through here. Rates since then just keep dropping and dropping and dropping. Let's go to a 10-year chart. Here's where normal rates were, and this is even low. You got 3% back in 2026. Again, that's low, but they never got this low ever again until when? COVID. So rates stabilized. Normal mortgage rates, 5-6%. Okay, so then what happened during COVID? We had the world shut down. The federal government, the Federal Reserve got involved, and they just bought mortgage bonds. That chart we saw a second ago, they bought those, so the prices just skyrocketed. What do we know when prices skyrocket in the mortgage bond? Yields come down. So mortgage rates went all the way down to what? 2.65. Never in history have they hit there. And that's what everybody's trying to figure out. Okay, well, I can't afford a house now because my payment's too high. Well, that's the lowest rate in history. Okay, so then we had this rates go all the way up here, right through here. It is in there somewhere. It's 8.2. It hit there for like a couple days or so. And then it started teetering down from here. So these are where rates are and where they've been. So long term, if you go back to a max chart, you're probably seeing rates, I don't know, right in this range through here, right? 5-7%. That's where we are today. So let's go back to the chart. If you go through here, June of 2022, we had house prices at that time about 400,000. If you go down through here, the house prices didn't really move. Okay, so well, the payments went up. Why? Well, rates went from 5.7 to 6.7. Okay, so that's what happened there. So when rates go up, yeah, the housing payments are going to get heftier. But if you look at then 2023, 6.7, and where we are now, basically rates haven't really moved. Okay, so why is homes payments getting still that unaffordable? Unfortunately, the housing market didn't crash like those crashers keep telling you even today. So you see appreciation through here. This is from the Case-Shiller Index. Remember that index we got yesterday? It was the S&P CS thing. I'll go over that in a second when we go over to the economic calendar. But this is what you're seeing. Okay, so you go down through here. Here's where the rates are. It's pretty standard. 6.5 is a good rate historically, like I just showed you. But here's where you're starting to get really hammered. The taxes and the insurance. I don't know about your insurance, but my insurance goes up probably about 10% a year. My real estate taxes this year, it only went up $973. Only $973. So even if I don't have or have the same rate, my payment's going to go up. So if we keep giving stuff away and we have to keep increasing our taxes, I know everybody says, you know, those billionaires need to pay more taxes, but we're paying more taxes too on our real estate. So just want you guys to know on that section. So you know the 30-year terms right through here, but that's basically what's happening. You go through here, the full payment, 2022, your payment was $2,600. It went to $2,900. It went to $3,100. You can't see that. $3,100 in 2024. $3,168, it's $3,143 now. So since 2024, your really payment hasn't really moved that much because home prices really haven't moved. Mortgage rates are staying stable. It's those taxes and insurance that you got to watch for. And at the beginning of the year, I came out with a forecast and I said, the housing markets that's going to do the best is the housing market that has affordability, taxes, and insurance. Okay, yeah, you're going to have pockets of the economy that the more housing market's going to get hammered because those ran up in value so much. I'm like, okay, this is crazy. You can't have it run up that much and then have it continue. So that's what you're seeing through there. So I'm going to post this as a blog later this afternoon, but you can see down through here. Why does it still seem unaffordable? Well, rates are down from their peak. Prices didn't fall to offset the rates, as a lot of people were hoping. And on this channel, I don't talk to you guys about what we hope. I hope rates come down. I hope house prices stay stagnant. I hope the market, you know, but we have to go with the most common logical outcome. So this is what it is. When you go down through here, it's basically telling you taxes and insurance are adding pressure to that. And then you're starting to have, you know, you need more income to get these loan programs. So let's get over what is the predicator today? What are we following to figure out where rates are going to go now? Because right before the war, rates were 5.99. Then the war added inflationary pressures. I'm going to show you how much it came in, and we're going to get the PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. It's coming in tomorrow. I'm going to show you what the economists are expecting. Then I'll give you my 2 cents on that. But right now we got oil down 4%. I don't care which one you're talking about today. They're both under $100 a barrel. This one is the oil is coming in at $89 a barrel. Remember I said when this starts hitting 80-ish, 70-ish, you're going to start seeing mortgage rates come down from there. So should you lock in? Should you float? I think somebody asked it. Joe, you asked that. Should we lock or float? Let's get over to it. Here's what the Federal Reserve is going to look at. And here's what the markets look at, Joel, to figure out what the bond yields are going to do. Because mortgage rates, remember that thing right through here that we looked at? This is a bond. This is a bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield up there, remember, if that price goes up, that means the price of a bond goes up, the yield comes down. So we like when the prices go up. So let's get over here. We got oil prices down. That's most likely going to mean the stock market's up. And the mortgage rates are down. So let's see if that's happening behind the scenes. So let's go to pre-markets. Okay, so we got the Dow Jones up. We got the S&P down in the red, the NASDAQ in the red. We got oil way in the red. But the good news here is you got the 10-year treasury, meaning interest rates, they're down as well. So let's go to crypto. Let's push our luck. It's down as well. So I'm not going to say this is a Cinderella story. What I call a Cinderella story is when you got all these indices, the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all up. You got crypto up, and you got oil down as well as in interest rates. So based on this that we know so far, what would you do? You're sitting on the Fed and you're looking at these things saying, okay, I control the federal funds rate, but I have to really monitor. We were created for two reasons. The Federal Reserve was created to keep inflation in check. They monitor the PCE, then also to keep employment at full employment. Well, here's everything they look at. Okay, so you got the PC, the inflation number they're looking at. It's 3.5 in March. What's it going to come out in April? Let's take a peek, a quick peek what the economic calendar is looking like today, because we're going to get the PCE tomorrow. So here's the stuff that the Federal Reserve really monitors. Jobs. Remember, we just talked about that. ADP came in today and last reading was 40,000 jobs were created in the week. This time it was 35.75. And you're like, okay, that's not good news. Well, there was a holiday week. Okay, so there was limited data on this, so it's probably going to get revised, but this isn't shocking the markets. I'll show you how the markets are reacting right now. So the jobs market's pretty good, but tomorrow, here's what we're going to get. So let me give you a precursor what I'm thinking tomorrow's going to look like, because tomorrow's the big data. Let's go. I'm just going to go line by line because it's going to get a little confusing, and I'll do it pretty quick so you guys don't have to stay on here all morning. So let's go Thursday. Building permits. We need this to increase, okay? It's telling us they're going to increase, but just because we want it to doesn't mean it's going to. So we're going to check on this. I think it's going to increase. Continued jobless claims. I think it's going to stay right in this realm through here. There's nothing telling us that the people can't get jobs right now. Yeah, there are people getting laid off, but they're being able to be absorbed into the markets. So I'm thinking continued claims are going to be on point. Then you're going to get core durable goods orders. How much major stuff are people buying, like refrigerators and cars and things like that? They're saying last reading is 0.9. It's going to drop a little to 0.5. This is still a good number. Now, let's get over to the inflation number that the Fed looks at. Okay, you're going to get a multitude of numbers. So let me explain these to you. You're going to get core PCE MON, that's month over month. This is April. Now, this could be the hottest number that we're going to get. In April, we saw oil prices. Remember, they peaked at $120 a barrel. So this is the number that I think is going to shock the market. But because it's core, that means it strips out food and energy. That means this number could be a little benign. So they're saying it's going to go from 0.3 to 0.3. I'm going to say it's going to uptick a little bit. Why? Well, just because oil isn't in this equation doesn't mean it's not in the rest of the numbers. Just think, oil's in everything. It's in my pen. It's in my wallet. It's in my coffee cup. So oil's in everything, basically. But now let's go to their durable goods orders. Durable goods orders month over month. They're predicting a 4% handle on that. I don't know about that. And they're saying the GDP is going to go from 0.5 to 2. I'm going to say they're going to be accurate on that one because I think the economy is chugging along right now, even though a lot of people are saying it isn't. Then you're going to go to initial jobless claims, 209. I'm going to say this is benign as well. I'm going to say this could come in right at point. Now, here's the number that we really want to focus in on, the PCE month over month and year over year. These numbers can be crazy. Why? Because it's April. And it is going to include food and energy. We know food's up, but energy's up huge. So if you go over to here, it's saying the last reading is 0.7. It's going to come in at 0.5. Are they crazy? You're going from March to April, where oil in itself just increased or jumped huge. So I'm going to say this could come above 0.7. It could be at 0.8 or maybe even higher. And that's over month over month. Year over year, it could be, it could ease a little bit because we're taking off some year ends of 2025. Bear with me on this one. But I'm still saying this one's going to go up. So they're saying this one's going to go from 3.5 to 3.8. I'll give that a thumbs up. It could be a little bit higher, but it depends on when exactly these numbers came in on the oil trade of that. Personal spending, we're going to keep that. And new home, here we go. New home sales. Those are coming in tomorrow. Well, 682,000 previously, 661,000 this time. Honestly, I have no idea where these numbers are going to come in. So I'm going to say we'll check that tomorrow as the numbers come in. So let me get to some questions, and then we're going to get back to some of the tools I can give you guys to use for this. So who do I got questions from? Let's see. I don't know if you guys want me to put this on the board, but let's see. I think rates are at 6.5 per Yahoo article. Not sure where a 5.99 rate is now. It's not there. It's basically where it has been. So if you want to track rates and see what's going on with mortgage rates, go to my website right through here. It's therateupdate.com. And just hit mortgage rates right through here. Click it. It's going to bring you up that tool right through there. Now you can click dark versions and a whole bunch of other things, but hopefully that can help you right through there. So rates aren't at 5.99 right now. The thumbnail basically says they were there right before the war. They skyrocketed to, I thought they would even hit 7%, and then they kind of eased off of that. So let's see what else we got. Israel-Hezbollah conflict is a problem. You betcha. And the oil is the biggest problem. Joe, I think we answered your question. I'm going to get to lock or float here in a minute. I'll tell you guys what I would be doing. Let's get to, we got some major questions here. I guess the problem to your alluding in housing prices evaluated to historical times during historical low rates. Now rates have normalized. So historically rate prices should reprice, right? Kind of lost me there. We pay more real estate taxes because home valuations went up. I don't think it's normal term taxes and insurance actually went up. So yeah, I'll just go through here. House prices, you're saying allude house prices evaluated to historical times during historical low rates. I did. Now rates have normalized. So theoretically home prices should reprice, right? Not necessarily. You know, how many times have you seen car prices drop over the last 4, 5, 6 years? So materials get more expensive, things get more expensive. That's why I'll say it this way. People were hoping, okay, the prices ran up, but that means they got to come back down, right? Well, not necessarily. Stock market, just because the stock market went up, it's an asset. Going up in value doesn't mean it has to come back down for, you know, any theoretically reason, as long as earnings reports and everything are going well. So what you have to look at is your housing, local housing market. How much inventory is in your market? What are prices doing in your market? Because if you're living in Austin, yeah, I can come in every day and say, the housing market's crashing. Well, that's in Austin. But if you look national, I don't know exactly where you guys live, so I use national basis numbers. And you look at the Case-Shiller, I'll give you a good point on this. If we go to the Case-Shiller index, which actually came out the other day, let me see if I can find my calendar. I think it was the other day that it came out, right through here. The S&P, CS, all this stuff. This is the Case-Shiller index on what home prices are doing. Okay, home prices month over month, last reading was 0.4. It went up to 1%. This isn't me. This is Case-Shiller. They've been doing this for forever. Okay. Then they're saying month over month or year over year, it went from 0.9 up in appreciation. They thought it was going to come in, but came in at 0.8. So you're not having home prices going down. Even a 1% or 2% increase, you know, is going to elevate that payment. But the biggest culprit, like I try to explain each day, is its rates, it's your taxes and insurance. So what I wanted to try to do and represent in this, well, if you have home prices, really haven't done anything over the last couple of years, and this is the Case-Shiller index. People keep saying that their house are going to crash. I only want to provide you the facts here, guys, not what we're hoping. So home prices are up. Okay, via the Case-Shiller index, and I always put my sources right down through here. You're welcome to fact check these. So mortgage rates, they've been at 6.5 range since 2023. So, you know, yeah, home prices are going up modestly, but those payments can move dramatically based on your taxes and insurance as well. And same thing with the interest rates. So let's see, what do we got here? Joel, what do we got? A perfect scenario would be if rates went down to a tiny bit, 6%, but we also figured out a way to build new homes at a speed that will never be seen before while decreasing property taxes. Yeah, the tax thing is tough, and that's why, please, when you guys go to vote, make sure you know who you're voting for and what they stand for. But let's dissect that a little bit. The housing affordability, the 21st roadmap or whatever they came out with the other day of the housing thing. It's great on paper. It's great to say, yeah, we're going to decrease regulations and push through housing and all this other stuff. But you have to realize it starts at the local level. Okay, I was on the planning commission here in my town in Illinois. I was on there for about 2 years. I quit. Because you're sitting where with a batch of people that just want things to stay the way they want it to be, and they're making regulations so hard to get through. So on a national level, just because you say, okay, we're going to make it, you know, regulations there and all this other stuff, doesn't mean it's actually going to be implemented. Just, I'm telling you, over experience. So let's get to the next piece. Per Fox permits are supposed to be down due to fuel. Per Fox permits. Oh, I thought you were talking about Fox permits. I'm not sure on that, dude. Permits are supposed to be down because of fuel. We'll check. We'll have to check that data tomorrow. I agree with your assessment. If markets are good, but inflation is high, the Fed has to raise rates. They can't afford. Yep. So let me get. Let's get to this another piece of this puzzle. So here's what we have on the calendar that we went over. If you guys need some help, Okay, so what I want you to do is, can you really afford that house? Okay, you might have bought the house and, you know, you dated the rate, hoping rates would come down. Then rates went to 5% and you missed it. Okay, let me just tell you who I am. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to almost 40 different lenders. How? We're trying to get you the best rate. And I work nationally, folks. So we work with, I work at a federal bank that gives me licensing throughout the entire country. But we're also set up with almost 40 lenders. So check it out. We do fantastic jobs for our clients. So if you're looking to buy or refinance, love to help you out. But here's the tools we want to give you guys. Are you looking to figure out what kind of payment would I be looking at if I'm looking to buy that house? Or does it make sense to refinance? What programs are available? I'm struggling. I need some down payment assistance. Can you help me? I'd love to help you. So let's get over to it. Go to my Stand store. The link is down below. All this stuff is free. Okay, so here's what I would suggest you do. If you're looking to buy a house, click this one right here. Get it now. Okay? It's going to bring you right to this. Go down through here. You're just going to plug in your information. Just plug in your name and email information and just hit right through here. Download. It's free. What it's going to do is it's going to tell you what programs you qualify for. And if you like that, you can even actually run your numbers on there. You can actually, there's a widget on there. You can actually check your mortgage rate today, your real mortgage rate today. If you're just trying to figure out that payment. But here's what I want you guys to understand. If you're looking to buy right now, well, let me tell you what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next few meetings. And then I'm going to give you some hints on what I would be doing if I'm a home buyer at this time. So the Federal Reserve, what would you do? We got inflation. There was a person up here answering a ton of my questions. If you're still here, Statler, in 21 days, what do you think I'm not picking on you. I'm actually asking you, what do you think the Federal Reserve is going to be doing? Because we got inflation at a sky high rates, but we have employment pretty good. And GDP, actually, I think the number is going to come in. It's going to shock the markets. So in 21 days, let's see if you answered me. Hope you're still with me, buddy. In 21 days, the Fed's going to come, and there is a 99% chance they're not going to do anything. So the federal funds rate right now is 3.5 to 3.75. There's always about a quarter spread there. There's a 99% chance they're not going to do anything at this meeting. They're not doing anything this year, but I'm going to pause right there. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have the Iranian war end. You're going to have inflation at that point, oil really tumbling at that point. Short term, long term, probably settle in the 70 range. And you're going to see basically the trends in inflation starting to move down. Then what's going to happen? Well, you have Warsh. And everybody's like, oh, he's the puppet of Trump. But he's not a stupid guy. If you have inflation at, you know, 7-8% that theoretically could be, would you be doing the rates? I'm not cutting. He's not cutting. But once you see oil start to plummet, and once you see the bond yields start to come down and inflation pressure is coming down, and we'll cover that every day, subscribe down there, and we're going to show you guys what's going to happen. I'm predicting maybe July, September, there might be a rate cut because the inflation, you're going to see inflation right when the war is over, really come down from there. So what would I be doing, Joel? Would I be locking or floating? It depends. Let's say if you put a house under contract, I think we got a couple contracts in yesterday, I'm locking you guys in. We can debate this, you can debate it, and you can roll the dice if you want, but I'm locking you in because I can't afford rates to go up 0.25% one day because in your situation, that could add another $100 to your payment. Okay, so I'm saying if you get a contract in right now, lock it in. And the cool thing about us is we work with almost 40 different lenders. So we can lock you in at one lender. Let's say mortgage rates just plummet next week for the end of the Iranian war. We can actually withdraw your loan and actually lock in another bank. That's the benefits you have with us. Because if you work with a credit union, another bank, another lender, once you lock, you're locked and you're stuck. With us, you're not. So check out some of the videos we do right up through there to show you live behind the scenes exactly how we do this stuff. But if you're looking to buy maybe in the next 2-3 months or you're looking to build, I'm floating. And you really can't lock anyways. But let's give you some ease. Do you really think the war is going to last forever? Do you think oil prices are going to go higher than this where they are right now? They were at 120. Now they're at, you know, 90 or something like that. We'll check that in a second. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll get pre-approved now, but make sure you get pre-approved at a rate 0.25% higher than where they are now. Why? Because rates could pop right back up to there in a second. So if you can afford that payment, well, then you can most likely afford that house. If you can't, maybe reevaluate your situation. Sit on the sidelines. Save a little more money. Maybe look at a smaller sized home. I don't want you getting in a house you can't afford. Okay? But now, let's say if you're building, I think you're in a good spot there as well. So float because you can't really lock. If you're looking to build that house, I don't know if you guys know, we have a one-time close loan for those construction loans out there. So let's get to what else do you guys want to talk about? Let's answer some of the questions we have. Love your videos. Thank you. Keeping the update, the real data. I don't have to do things. Just listen and keep me up there. Well, thanks, man. Who is that? That is Ranolfo. Thank you so much for joining me. If I missed you guys a chat, let me know. Stand pat. Gotcha. Gotcha. You're stand pat. Okay, so that's what I'm thinking right through there. Here's something that I post. I do my videos each day, and then I start posting. This comes up on my X feed, and I don't know why I'm bringing it to us. I guess God's just asking me to share this with you guys, but this is disturbing. Sorry to swing a hammer at you guys on this one, but I posted something this morning, you know, to alert people of my show coming up today, and here's stuff that comes up. This is disgusting, and I can go down through. Here's our lovely Chicago, you know. And then you go down through here. Yeah, these guys just graduated. They look happy. Oh, there must be a peaceful protest over there going on somewhere. Another peaceful. Oh, he must have said something that he shouldn't. These are disgusting. So I don't know why I showed you guys that, but when I post on X each day, I scroll down just a bit, and those are disgusting. So I just want to let people know that's the real world out there. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything. I'm here to give you the facts and nothing but the facts. So, folks, if you need some help, let me know if you like our new charts here to show you guys what's going on with mortgage rates. So let me just caption this real quick, and then we're going to go to the final thing of where the bond market is going to settle for the day. So let's get over to conventional rates. Conventional rates today are 6.6%. I think somebody said Yahoo Finance had it at 6.5%. Why are rates different? You ever ask that question? Well, if you go to one website, the rate might be 6.5. The other one is 5.99. The other one is what? It's all marketing, folks. Make sure you don't get suckered in by that marketing. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Okay, so mortgage rates, they depend on a lot of different factors. What's your credit score? How much money are you putting down? What kind of property are you buying? What kind of program are you in? All these are a factor in the mortgage rates. So when you go to a lot of these sites, you're going to see all these different rates. They're going to make you put in your application. They're going to make you pull the credit. Then they're going to get back with you with a quote. And I'm sure they're going to have an excuse why you can't get that 599 quote that they provided. But then also, if you look at a lot of those things, pay attention to the fees. Because what we try to do here when I talk to you guys is when we're trying to work with people looking to refinance or to even buy homes, pay attention to the fees. Don't get wowed over the rate. So that's the best advice I can give you for today. So right now we have rates at 6.6%. Let's see if they updated at all. They will be coming down a little bit today. 6.6%. They are down 0.04 from yesterday. We got all the rates across the board through here. You can actually change this to different color codes if you want. You're going to go down through here, and the next piece of the puzzle, you're going to get the primary drivers of the day. You know how we go? We start with the chart each day right through here, the MBS market. It's 98.11, up 7 ticks. It means mortgage rates might get a little bit better, but we need this at 10, so mortgage rates are probably going to be flat. If you go over to here, it's going to give you the reading of the MBS market. It is about a half hour delayed, but the 10-year treasury, if you watch this and you have public access to this, this is going to tell you the direction where mortgage rates are going as well. If you go over through here, it's going to tell you the market movers of the day. What do we get today? We had FOMC member Logan Speaks. What the FOMC means is that's the Federal Reserve. Another member spoke. Today's trends, mortgage rates are coming down, and here's the reasons why behind on that. You go down through here, you're going to get my most recent podcast. Go down through here. Here's the indices we look at it on a daily basis. Remember I said, is this going to be a Cinderella story? Well, we look at the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. We also look at oil. Right now, oil is down 4%. Major news when it comes to mortgage rates. We have the VIX, if you're new to my channel. What the VIX is, this tells me the anxiety levels on Wall Street. If you look at it, it's up 2%. It means that Wall Street's a little anxious right now, not really quite sure. They're waiting for that, you know, the Strait of Hormuz to open, and that's going to open the floodgate to lower rates and a stock market rally. You go down through here, the economic news, but then let's go to the bottom. This is the predictions market. What's Cauchy saying and the Poly market saying? What the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting? They're both saying they're not going to cut. There's a bigger chance. Well, this one's saying hike. Man, they're coming up with a 1% chance of rate hikes, which I don't think that's in the cards. So if last but not least, if you're a home owner right now, you want me to track these rates for you? Like Joel was saying, maybe you bought that house and you bought the house but dated the rate and you're like, okay, I'm at 7.25. I need rates to get to 5.99. Maybe they won't. Okay, so I created a tool right up through there. It's called RateWatch 2.2. This is for homeowners. Plug in all your mortgage information. And I need you to let me know two things. Two things you want me to monitor. Your rate. So you're like, okay, when rates hit 5, call me, text me, email me. We'll do that. I don't think rates are going to hit 5. But also what we put in there is how much of a monthly savings would you want? And we'll call you then. Text you. Email you. So what you can put in there is saying, Dan, okay, when rates hit or a point where I can save $200 a month, $300 a month, $500 a month, call me. Text me, email me, make sure I don't miss it again. We're going to look at the fees. We're going to look at the rates. We're going to look at all this to make sure it makes sense to you. So we're not going to do it just free willy, and we're surely not going to just sell you on the rate. So that's it for right now. You guys have any other questions? I think we answered most of them. What Cauchy prediction on end of war? Hey, let's check. That's a great idea. I think this the other day I was looking at this and drone. Will Trump say during his cabinet meeting, drone NATO? Let's see what's get out of there. Let's see where we go. President Trump is in peace. They're already starting. Will the war end? I don't know how the. Will war end? Sorry, I'm not the brightest thing at this. Let's go to political. When will tariffs at the Strait of Hormuz return to normal? August 1st is the rallying point. Will the U.S. confirm that aliens exist? Not going. Here we go. U.S.-Iranian war deal before October. Wow. Before October. Now that's crazy. So it looks like the Cauchy market is saying this thing could go, you know, it's not saying September. So yeah, that's kind of shocking to know that. Let's see what else is down here. Who will Trump next international director? I don't know. Let's see how elections are going. Texas. Oh, this was a surprise. Anybody know that Paxson? I think the Paxson guy won down in Texas. So let's see if there's anything up here. Political election. Let's go to economics. Let's see what the economic Cauchy says for us. Fed decision in June. What are they going to do? There is a 96% chance they're not going to do anything. So let's see what anything else out there. Note that is it for today, folks. So I will let you go with that unless you guys have any other questions. So if you're a homeowner, home buyer, maybe now you understand a little bit more about what's going on with these, hold on a second, and the whys behind it. So folks, if you need some help with the mortgage, I'd love to help you. Check us out at therateupdate.com. A ton of tools there, especially if you're a homeowner buried in debt. We just created an AI debt consolidation calculator that actually right through here, it says debt relief. Put in your mortgage information, put in all your debts. You can actually put in each debt in here and the interest rate. And it'll analyze all this stuff for you and say, okay, here's the most logical outcome that you should do to put yourself in the best position if you're trying to save the most money each month or you're trying to pay off your house as quick as you possibly can. Then it'll point you in that direction. Then you can call us, text us, and email us. And we'll be happy to help you. So that's it for today. Thank you so much, Statler. Thank you guys for joining me today. And the MBS market is going to finish up 11 ticks. It's over 10, so we might see a little revision there, but it's probably going to be flat for right now, and it's all predicated on oil and the war in the Middle East. So pay attention to those. That'll tell you the direction of where mortgage rates are going and the whys behind it. And if you need some help from me or my team today, please reach out to us. We'd love to help anybody out there looking to buy, refinance, or maybe just have some questions kicking the tires to see, is home affordability in my cards?